I have also the very difficult task to speak on behalf of Europe because as Latin America is very different, Europe is also. And there in European Union are 27 countries with almost 5 million people. And when we see Europe as World Health Organization see us, then there are 53 countries who belong to this area with almost 900 million people, and all these conditions are absolutely different in all these countries. Maybe we some way can divide the countries Western, Central, and Eastern Europe, but these borders are changing every day, and possibilities to check our STIs. And when I would like to speak about epidemiology in STIs in Europe, I am very happy that 2 weeks ago I had possibility to participate in European CDC meeting, and we are now very happy that not only you Americans have CDC, but we also, and I got very good information, and European CDC is collecting STI related key person together once a year, and we have got excellent data, and this next some slides has been sent me by Gianfranco Spiteri, who is responsible for epidemiology of STIs in Europe. Also, European CDC is sure that we have very different, there are different sexual behavior partners and practices policy. There are very different healthcare surveillance systems. There are countries where chlamydia control is and screening is almost available and in very high level, and countries where everybody must pay for every single test to make analysis. Also, we are very different in social and cultural way and in economic way. In European CDC is collecting data about chlamydia, gonorrhea, syphilis, congenital syphilis, and lymphogranuloma venereum. In 2012, 385,000 cases were reported in European Union, and the rate of chlamydia was 100,000 population, and there is very large variation in reported cases across Europe. Most cases were reported in Iceland, Denmark, Norway, Sweden, and less cases were reported in Bulgaria, Cyprus, Croatia, Greece, Lithuania. But it doesn't mean that in those countries the chlamydia rate is lowest, because it all depends how many tests we are doing. And just to point how different it is, that from all these chlamydia cases, 62% of those cases were reported in United Kingdom. And the trends of chlamydia is rising almost during last 5 years. About gonorrhea, the rate is 15.3 per 100,000 population. Most gonorrhea cases were reported in UK, Latvia, Ireland, and Estonia, and less in Bulgaria, Croatia, Luxembourg, and Portugal. And when we see this map, then the most cases UK, Estonia, Latvia, and it depends how many tests all the different countries are able to do, and are the tests available, and are the tests covered by government or health insurance. And when we are seeing the trends and change in reporting rates, that we can be also proud to say that the trend is raising, and not to talk about this antimicrobial resistance, what's also very important, but not only in Europe but in all over the world, as we have heard during this conference. And what is difficult to Europe, that very many cases in some countries, even 60% gonorrhea cases are diagnosed by MSM. Regarding syphilis, the rate is 5.1 per 100,000 population, most diagnosed in Romania, Malta, Spain, less in Croatia, Iceland and Ireland. And also very, very different in these countries, ADC have got information. And the rates is also rising. Also, the syphilis proportion is very great among MSM, and in some countries even 90% of syphilis cases has been diagnosed MSM persons. Congenital syphilis, this is the only one of reportable STIs that has been stabilized, and there is no trend to rise. Lymphogranuloma venerum, of course, this 830 cases is anecdotal, but it is a possibility to diagnose this, this disease is not available in very many countries. And HIV infection, the rise of HIV infection has took place since from the beginning of this century. There is increase of STI and HIV diagnosis in MSM. There is trend that coex infection of STI and HIV is taking place, and most heterosexually acquired HIV are diagnosed in black Africans and in abroad. It is just UK data, but UK data, when we are thinking about ACDC data, is actually gives half of this amount. And then when I would like to formulate the trends of epidemiology of STI and HIV in Europe, bacterial STIs are rising, HIV epidemic in former Soviet Union countries, antibiotic resistance in gonorrhea in all parts of Europe, genes of vasogens causing bacterial STIs, and the incidence of STIs is rising among MSM. Healthcare system were very different in every meaning. And what I must, and I would like to say, is that you are very happy in very many countries where you have speciality as genitourinary medicine, but in Europe only Malta, UK and Ireland have privilege to have such kind of professionals, and in all other European countries STIs have been divided between dermatovenerologists, between urologists, between gynecologists, and between everybody who would like just to manage with this. And it means that many dermatologists are now more interested about cosmetology. When I started some years ago, then absolutely, I know that 2 minutes, but I can manage, then absolutely half of my consultation took place STIs after dermatology. Now, let's say that at least in my country and in many countries, most of the dermatologists, the dermatovenerologists, are concentrated only to dermatology, and we can't say these are not dermatovenerologists anymore. There are STI-related dermatologists. And the fragmentation of services between dermatologists, gynecologists, family practitioners, for all of whom it is a majority of interest, and it is very difficult to teach and to make sure that everybody is dealing with the problems at the same way. And the limited number of free open access specialists in STI clinic in many countries mean that the group most at risk cannot access or afford to be tested, especially when the disease is asymptomatic. Most in problem that it means different specialities who have not enough knowledge and skill to manage with the problems, and problems with quality of STI service, syndromic approach, low adherence to STI guidelines, and diagnostic problems. Insufficient surveillance system, when 62% of chlamydia have got, we get from UK, prevention problems, contact tracing is not regulated, mostly depends on the responsibility of the physician, and lack of knowledge to discuss STI-related problems. Also, our economic is very different. When we see this gross domestic product, it is the changes is very, very different. And in European Union, these medical reforms of healthcare have taken place. And actually, when HIV infection came, attention has been got to HIV, and the prioritizing has taken place, and mostly national projects are concentrated to HIV and AIDS. And many people are unaware of the number, many countries, and how different they are, and economic crisis has led countries to scale back on STI clinics, which were not seen as a priority. And the paradox is that if we reduce services, the problem appears to go away because of less reliable data we have got from the clinics. It means altogether increase of bacterial STIs and genes of pathogen causing bacterial STIs, viral STIs, epidemics since the beginning of this century, social trends, epidemics among sex workers and MSM, and rising number of STI diagnosed in young adults, migrants and MSM, professional issues, multidisciplinarity and political trends, reforms of healthcare system has led to less attention to STIs. Thank you. Sorry.